Money markets have entered a difficult period given the lower interest rate environment. The overnight repo rate of 3.5% is the lowest in South Africa's history and offers only a marginal uplift relative to an inflation rate of 3.1% year on year that was registered in August 2020. Other market forces are also at work in keeping money market returns low. What does this mean for investors who've become accustomed to real returns from these low-risk investments? Well, to discuss this matter further, I'm joined on the line by Talia Petosi. She's portfolio manager at Allan Gray. Thank you so much for joining us, Talia. Now, the repo rate is at its lowest it's been in the country's history. What's caused the rate to come down to these low levels?
Hi, Nompu. Well, firstly, it's great to be here with you.
Sure.
So in your response to your question, so why is the repo rate so low? Well, the South African Reserve Bank has cut it. So, I mean, we came into the year with a repo rate at 6.5%, and they've lowered it by 3% over the course of the year to 3.5% presently, which, as you correctly say, it's the lowest that we have on record. So the reason they've done this, essentially they're throwing out a life jacket to anybody who might be drowning in a sea of debt.
Yes.
You know, and this could be consumers, households, corporates, I mean, even our own government themselves.
Mm.
So effectively this lower rate lowers their debt service costs on interest repayments. And, you know, through the COVID pandemic and associated business shutdowns, we know that that is so important for many struggling with debt repayments at the moment.
So while this is good news for South Africans with debt, what has this meant for holders of money market investments?
Okay, so it's definitely very negative if you're invested in a money market or many income funds as well. So if you're a net saver in our economy, you ideally want interest rates to be as high as possible and certainly to be higher than inflation. And as you pointed out, with our last inflation print at 3.1% and our overnight repurchase rate now at 3.5%, it's a very marginal return. And in fact, our South African Reserve Bank would say that the repo rate is already on an inflation-adjusted basis actually negative. Because they take a forward-looking view of inflation. So they will cast their eyes down the road, you know, to sort of years and quarters ahead and see, okay, an average inflation forecast of about 4.5% going forward. And if you contrast that to the current repo rate of 3.5%, it means that money market products could erode your real income over time, or your inflation-adjusted income over time.
Now, despite this negligible return that you're talking about, investors are still, you know, deciding to exit equity investments in favor of things like the money markets. Why do you think people are choosing to behave in this way?
Well, I think why investors are choosing to behave in this way is because they're fearful, because there's been so much panic in the markets this year. And ultimately, what they're looking for is a safe place to park their cash.
Yeah.
And they see money market correctly as just this. So money market funds, the number one aim of any fund is capital preservation. You know, this means that you will not take a negative return on your investments. Something else about investors is that they do tend to be backward looking. And if you cast your eye back just on the course of this year, I mean, year to date, our all share index, it's down about -2% to -3%. If you haven't reinvested your dividends, you're probably around flat. And then our all bond index has kind of eked out a very feeble, you know, 1% to 2% return.
Mm.
So contrast that to sort of the 6% you would have earned in a money market fund, and it looks quite healthy. So I definitely think that's what's driving investor behavior at the moment.
Yeah, it makes sense to want to preserve cash, but in the long term, what's the risk of being invested predominantly in the money market space?
So essentially, you're at risk. You know, in good years, in years when the equity market outperforms, when the bond market outperforms, when offshore investments outperform, you'll be running, you know, quite behind. And again, I mean, this 6% that I referenced that you would have made in a money market fund in the last year, I mean, if you'd had all of your cash kind of year to date in a US dollar bank account, you know, you would have made 15% to 17% return this year. So certainly, I mean, it's a safe place to hide, but it could be at the cost of long-term wealth.
Now, we do tend to take our cue from markets like the United States to a degree when it comes to interest rate moves or trends. What's your view on how long our low interest rate environment will persist for, especially given that the US Fed has indicated that interest rates in the United States will stay low or near zero for a couple of years at least?
Yeah, well, you're correct. I mean, our Reserve Bank definitely, when they meet their Monetary Policy Committee, they will always speak about what international, you know, central banks are doing, and we definitely take our cue from them. And the Fed has definitely come out with a sort of rhetoric that they will look through the cycle and keep rates low for a very extended period. They've actually said they're going to adjust to be more of an inflation targeting, average inflation targeting framework. And what that means is that they won't necessarily act to hike rates at the first sign of inflation. They'll sort of take an averaged approach over time, so allow inflation to potentially rise before they act. So certainly, I mean, this makes it seem as though, you know, we could be with low rates for an extended period of time.
Yes. And then in terms of, I know that you guys don't like to give advice, but what would the approach be for investors who want to preserve their cash, but also, you know, want an element of growth? How should they proceed right now?
Okay. I mean, certainly, you know, if you're not, you know, if you can afford to take on a bit more risk, you know, if you're not looking to just preserve income, if you're not relying on income stream of coupons, or if you're not at the end of your life, if I could say that, then certainly, you know, one could benefit from diversifying into riskier asset classes and not having all of your cash just in one fund, you know, aimed at capital preservation.
Good advice. Don't keep all your eggs in one basket. Talia Potosi, she's a portfolio manager at Allen Gray.